From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It is still high school football season, barely. So you've got your homecoming queen, homecoming king, and in Texas, your homecoming mum, as in the chrysanthemum flower. They are the star in what have become elaborate accessories that high schoolers sometimes wear the day of homecoming football games. And as KERA's Rachel Ozer-Lindley reports, the mums have become a booming local business, although the pandemic has changed things.
For those who have never seen a Texas homecoming mum, Dallas photographer Nancy Newberry explains.
I describe them as a corsage that exploded.
Newberry spent years photographing Texas high schoolers with theirs.
Mums have become these gigantic, elaborate pieces of folk art.
Imagine a big artificial chrysanthemum. Cover it with ribbons, braids, beads. Decades ago, the tradition started as a simple flower boys would give their homecoming dates. But Gina Waters, head of the Texas State Florists Association, says florists today rarely do homecoming mums.
10 years ago, everything switched to the artificial mums.
In typical Texas fashion, mums kept getting bigger.
We've gotten into some pretty huge mums.
Shannon Hart Gonzalez runs Mums and Kisses, a custom homecoming mum maker outside of Fort Worth. Modest mums cost $30. Complex creations can be up to $500.
Currently, I have an order for what we're calling the mum dress.
It's 4 feet wide and includes more than 19,000 rhinestones.
This is something that completely engulfs the girl on the front. In the back, it's a sash that goes from her shoulder all the way to her hip.
Gonzalez started making mums for friends about 15 years ago. Then in 2016, her son needed a mum for his homecoming date. When she saw the prices,
I thought I can do better than that. And I just started an online store and they took off from there.
She also needed the income. And it was something that she and mum makers like her could do from home. In normal years, Gonzalez says Mums and Kisses could sell as many as 400. Her earnings covered most of her son's first year of college tuition at a private school. And then,
when COVID hit, it was a shocker.
Earlier in the season, Gonzalez says sales were down 42% from last year. Now, as schools reopen, she's only down 13%. The latest homecoming on her calendar is now in December. She aims to close that final sales gap before the end of the year. In Dallas, I'm Rachel Ozer-Lindley for Marketplace.